And that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
This isn't working as well as I thought it would be. But hello. One second. Let's see if I can't fix this. Because this is terrible. I'm going to play a song while I switch audio.
See, what some people don't realize is that you can't stereotype my group as a hip-hop group.
Hip-hop,
because we do it all. Hip-hop, trance, pop, techno, rock, R&B, you name it, we've done it. It don't matter to me if a beat is hot, we gonna kill it.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh! We have survived! Huzzah! So, let me tell you what happened. I thought that I would be cool and try and create a null sync so that Pulse Audio could reroute, I could reroute audio from the browser to a fake pseudo cable that would then feed into mix. But that did not work. And in my frustration, I pulled my headphones out, my USB headphones out. Well, then whenever I plugged my headphones back in, mix could not figure out what headphones were supposed to work, and it kept messing up. So yeah, it got lost in the sink. Tobes, draining sound. All right. Well, shucks. We lost about a third of the show, but you know what? That is okay, because comms in the way, comms out here, and we're all having a good time. So, thank you so much for being here, and we're just going to run through it. I will give you a couple of... I'll be a little bit quicker. I'll talk fast. Talk fast. Get through it quicker. All right, here we go. You like to hear it? Here it go. We're going to start the way we almost always start, and that's with the world news.
World news.
Ooh, baby. More than 60 are dead. more than 60 killed in Algerian wildfires. Algeria. Firefighters, troops, and civilian volunteers have battled blazes in forests across northern Algeria on Wednesday as the country reeled at a death toll of at least 69, nice, people in the latest wildfires to hit the Mediterranean. Soldiers deployed to back the overstretched emergency services tackled a rash of more than 50 fires that broke out on Tuesday, accounting for 28 of those killed. Authorities say they suspect widespread arson after so many fires erupted in such a short space of time. They have announced several arrests, but have yet to elaborate on the identity or suspected motives of those detained. Images of trapped villagers, terrified livestock, and forested hillsides reduced to blackened stumps were shared on social media, many of them accompanied by pleas for help. AFP journalists saw villagers desperately trying to put out the spreading fires with makeshift brooms in an effort to save their homes. So, whew, really tough there. And of course, we all know, because we have so many wildfires here in the United States, after the wildfires, don't worry, you get lots of cool mudslides whenever the rains come, and then more people die. So, if you're sad about your house, you might not be sad for long. That's something to look forward to, maybe. Anyway, that's a depressing thing to think about. That's what happens in the world news.
World All right. news.
Afghanistan minister reveals plans to push back the Taliban. The Afghan interior minister has told Al Jazeera in an exclusive interview the government's arming local groups as part of a three-phase plan to push back the Taliban offensive. He said Afghan forces were focusing on trying to secure large cities, main highways, and border crossings after the Taliban seized 9 provincial capitals in less than a week. That's right, they've gone more, they've gone deeper. A U.S. intelligence assessment says Afghanistan's capital could fall within 90 days after the Taliban armed group took more than a quarter of the country's provincial capitals in less than a week. The group has captured 9 provincial capitals since Friday. The Taliban's already gained vast parts of rural Afghanistan since launching a series of offensives in May to coincide with the start of the final withdrawal of foreign forces. So, the U.S. is saying, hey, we're leaving when we said we're leaving, and that's that. And Taliban leaders have said they will not negotiate with the current government as long as Ashraf Ghani remains president, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has said. With peace talks stalled, violence in Afghanistan has escalated sharply as the insurgent group makes rapid territorial gains. So, we shall see what happens, but it is... it's wild. So yeah, basically, the Taliban's ripped through the country and is taking it all over again. So, we'll see what happens. But yeah, Afghanistan, pretty much going back to the Taliban. It's wild because it's practically like the U.S. was the only thing holding back this from happening. And what kind of life is that? We are killing their civilians all the time. All right. Check this out. A found tablet has unlinked leaked some secrets out, I guess you could say. A leaky tablet. Ew. Those, remember LCD displays when they had liquid in there? Look. Yeah. A Samsung tablet left by a fighter for the Wagner Group exposes its key role as well as traceable fighter code names, and the BBC has a shopping list for state-of-the-art military equipment, which expert witnesses say could only have come from Russian army supplies. Russia denies any links to Wagner. The group was first identified in 2014 when it was backing pro-Russian separatists in the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Since then, it's been involved in regions including Syria, Mozambique, Sudan, and the Central African Republic. Wagner's fighters appeared in Libya in April 2019 when they joined the forces of rebel General Khalifa Haftar after he launched an attack on the UN-backed government in the capital of Tripoli. The conflict ended in a ceasefire in October 2020. The group's notoriously secretive, but the BBC has managed to gain rare access to 2 former fighters. They revealed what type of person was joining Wagner and its lack of any code of conduct. There's little doubt that they kill prisoners, something one ex-fighter Freeler admits. No one wants an extra mouth to feed. I always love it whenever people are just straight and to the point, because sometimes people are too coy, and it's like, just speak plainly. Haftar's Russian Mercenaries Inside the Wagner Group by BBC is a TV documentary, and it includes several revelations, including evidence of suspected war crimes and the intentional killing of civilians. So, very interesting. And I just thought it was wild that there was a tablet that somebody happened to leave behind. They left behind like a little Samsung 7-inch tablet, and then all the secrets were there. Important to have a strong password on your tablet, especially if you have like military secrets on it. Now, let's go ahead and jump over here. Check this out. Alarm is raised in Nigeria as they're seeking to execute 3,008 prisoners. Nigeria is planning to execute over 3,008 convicts as the federal government advises state governors to sign warrants for their deaths. The federal government has also directed the governors to build holding centers for awaiting trial suspects to decongest prison facilities. Among the 3,008 condemned criminals, 2,952 are males and 56 are female. Despite the directive, 36 regional governors have turned down the request by the federal government to sign their death warrants. The federal government later accused them of hampering the justice process and a promise to take stun action against the officials. Ministry of the Interior Ogbeni Ralph Adesoji Aregbesola gave the charge on Friday at the commissioning of the Osun State Command Office complex of the Nigerian Correctional Services NCOS Osogbo. So, oh man. Mujahid. Oh, Mujahid. Oh, neat. There's a lot of cool stuff going on in COM. I forgot to mention it at the start of the show because I was freaking out about my dang old computer not working. But, yeah. Yeah, join COM. All you do is SSH over to SDF. That's sdf.org. And then type COM, C-O-M, press enter, and then G for go to, and then Anon Radio. Boom. You'll be in the room, get to talk with Publius, Northern Lights, Tin, Tobe, SMJ, and X1, and the whole other rest of the crew. And of course, Jazzmaz, always listening. Big shout out to you. All right. Here we go. Nigeria's experienced a surge in the number of prisoners, with the current influx standing at more than 18%. What is it? An SDF sticker from 20 years ago. That's cool. Alright, sorry, I got an alert and it threw me off. The Minister of the Interior disclosed that... I need to turn on Do Not Disturb. Sorry. The Minister of the Interior disclosed that 50,992 inmates, representing 74% of the total population, are awaiting trial, while only 17,755 inmates, which are 26%, are actual convicts. The move to execute over 3,000 prisoners has received a lot of setbacks, especially from rights groups, terminating a violation of human rights. Death warrants were last signed in 2013 in Edo State in southern Nigeria for the execution of 5 condemned prisoners, 4 of whom were executed by hanging. So, just wild. Very, very wild stuff there going on in Nigeria, because that's a huge number of people to have in prison just awaiting trial. I mean, it pales in comparison to the United States. Awaiting trial. Let's see what the search engine says. In 8 states where convicted people... Oh, 8 states, people make up the majority of the jail population. Okay, cool. So, percentage of people in jail who are pre-trial or not convicted. And in every state, it's over 40%. But the big winners if you want to call it that, Nebraska is over 80%, Nevada is over 80%, and Arizona is over 80%. So tons and tons of people, probably millions of people in the United States, are just hanging out in prison because it's for profit. Whew, we're going to run out of time. I got to focus.
That's correct.
Oh, well, whatever. We're going to make it through here as far as we can anyway. Check this out. So don't worry about, you know, in the United States, yes, if you just look the wrong way, you can get in prison or you could hurt yourself and then your life is ruined. But don't think about it that way. At least you're not in Germany. Check this out. A British man, not really, life is terrible everywhere you go. You just gotta make the most of it. A British man has been arrested in Germany on suspicion of spying for Russia. German federal prosecutors said the man, named only as David S., worked at the British embassy in Berlin. He allegedly passed documents to Russian intelligence at least once in exchange for an unknown amount of money. He was arrested in Potsdam, outside Berlin, on Tuesday, and his home and workplace have been searched. Spokesman for Germany's foreign ministry, quoted by AFP news agency, said Berlin was taking the case very seriously and said spying by a close alliance partner on German soil is unacceptable. So, very true there. It was intelligence-led and had been going on for some time leading up to the arrest, the BBC's security correspondent Gordon Correa says. MI5 and other UK agencies, as well as British police, have been working with the Germans to learn as much as they could about the alleged activity. So, very, very interesting. It's not enough time to go into it, but it's very neat. More spying news, because there's, you know, spies are in the news today. Wow, pretty surprising, right?
Resistance is futile.
Michael Spavor, Canadian jailed for 11 years in China on spying charges. A court in China has convicted a Canadian businessman of espionage and sentenced him to 11 years in prison. Michael Spavor has been detained since 2018 after being arrested with fellow Canadian ex-diplomat Michael Kovrig. The verdict will test a strained relationship between the Canadian and Chinese governments. It comes as an extradition battle involving Ming Wenzhao, a senior executive at Chinese tech giant Huawei, takes place in Canada. Critics have accused China of treating both Spavor and Kovrig as political bargaining chips as part of what is known as hostage diplomacy. We talked about this yesterday when they upheld the death sentence of a drug dealer there. The statement didn't explicitly state when the deportation would take place, but China typically deports convicted foreigners only after they've completed their prison sentence. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, said the conviction was absolutely unacceptable and unjust. So, you can be the judge there. It's a little bit of a thing, yeah. Don't go... Yeah, if you know that a country is hostile to your home country, and you still willingly go there, that's, your surprises are not surprises to other people. So anyway, it's really bad news. It's sad news, but it's just one of those things. It's like, what I think is interesting is because it's interesting, it's important to know, but it's like, this happens, the U.S. does all sorts of crazy shit too, and it's just like, the news that we get just doesn't have it. I'll try and find some more, like, America doing bad things news, but often it's very biased, or it's not in English. Anyway, Sudan is going to transfer longtime leader Omar al-Bashir to the ICC over crimes in Darfur. We talked about recently that they were going to join the ICC. Sudan's going to hand over Omar al-Bashir to the International Court along with other officials wanted over the Darfur conflict. Foreign Minister Mariam al-Mahdi said on Wednesday, the cabinet decided to hand over wanted officials to the ICC. Bashir, who ruled Sudan with an iron fist for 3 decades before being deposed amid popular protests in 2019, faces charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The United Nations says 300,000 people were killed and 2.5 million displaced in the conflict, which erupted in the vast western region in 2003. I think that's a record for a number of people killed by one person in a news story from News to Me. So, there we go. Macron warns of dramatic COVID-19 crisis in French overseas territories. That's right, France still has some territories. France's overseas territories, in particular the Caribbean islands of Martinique and Guadeloupe, are being hit hard by COVID-19. The situation is dramatic, Macron said as he opened a virtual meeting with his senior cabinet ministers to discuss the epidemic. France's government had on Tuesday warned of an extremely serious COVID-19 crisis in the country's overseas territories, especially in the Caribbean, saying that infection rates had climbed to levels unprecedented on the mainland. So, more from that. That's going on. Sorry. We're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to read the headlines. And thanks so much for being here and putting up for the slow start and all of that. It was a little bit gnarly. Doctors are going on strike in Nigeria again. This will be the fourth time since the pandemic started. 19,000 doctors across Nigeria are on strike, with some of them complaining they haven't been paid in months. Iranians are gathering in packed Muharram ceremonies amid fifth wave. Ceremonies to mark the holy Islamic month of Muharram have begun across Iran, even as officials warn that the COVID-19 pandemic is currently claiming a victim every 2 minutes. The U.S. is facing a deluge of COVID-19 hospitalizations as Delta variant spreads rapidly. The U.S. added 235,099 cases of COVID-19 to its growing tally of cases Monday, according to the New York Times COVID tracker. It's the highest number of new infections recorded on a single day since mid-January. However, this shocking number is clearly inaccurate, as many states have scaled back their reporting on cases and deaths, thus making sense of the sudden jump in infections challenging and troubling. So, good luck, United States. We're all infected with COVID now. Whew. Oh man, is my clock off? No. All right, we got 90 seconds. Let's do it. It's World Elephant Day. All right, a happy story. The African forest elephant is critically endangered. while Africa's savanna elephant is endangered. That's according to the IUCN, which previously grouped the two species together. The number of African forest elephants has fallen by more than 86%. But hooray, it's World Elephant Day. Kenyan Nursery is raising orphan calves, so hopefully we will see those guys coming back. What else is happening? Oh, Oregon declared a state of emergency because another heat wave is coming. And U.S. workers are losing out big as chicken gets bigger. Oh man, there's a Tyson story. We don't have time to hit it. So anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee with Toe coming up in just about 20 seconds.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Basically, Tyson Foods has a monopoly on
7.